With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away.
The word has come in just early this morning of his passing yesterday. Mr. Cheney succumbed to complications of pneumonia, along with cardiac and vascular disease. He had led the armed forces as defense secretary during the Persian Gulf War under then-President George H.W. Bush, before returning to public life as vice president under President George W. Bush. Dick Cheney dead at the age of 84.
As correspondent George Williams reporting, with the government shut down now into day 35, there are some hints it could end soon, especially now that Election Day is here and is about to be over. Senate Majority Leader John Thune thinks they're, in his words, getting close to an off-ramp, but House Speaker Mike Johnson, not so sure.
I don't know why there's any confusion about this at all. They're going to do it again today. My prediction is the Democrats are going to vote for the 15th time to shut their government down, and they're going to look down their noses at the people who are struggling, who are suffering, can't put food on the table, who can't pay their bills because they're playing games over here. It is absolutely unforgivable in my view.
Johnson says he expects a no vote today when the Senate takes up the so-called clean CR once again. The ongoing shutdown, meanwhile, sending some Head Start students to the back of the line.
Dozens of centers are missing out on federal grant payments that were due to arrive November 1st. Some have closed indefinitely, while others are staying afloat with emergency funding from local governments and school districts. The closures mean Head Start children who come from low-income households or are homeless or are in foster care are missing out on preschool. They are also missing out on the two meals a day that they receive at school, plus therapy sessions deemed vital to their development. I'm Lisa DeWire.
You're listening to SRN News. A Colorado church finds itself in court. Michael Harrington explains why.
Montrose United Methodist Church has a homeless shelter on its property, which the city wants to shut down because it doesn't comply with zoning regulations. The congregation has filed suit, but now a judge has rejected the plaintiff's efforts to apply the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. The Montrose City Council has been trying to limit how many people are sleeping in public parks as well as in private spaces. Michael Harrington reporting.
A battle over marijuana is going to the Florida State Supreme Court. Leaders of a campaign to legalize pot for recreational purposes are suing Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' administration, alleging state elections officials are trying to improperly block the measure from getting on the ballot in 2026. The group Smart and Safe Florida is asking the Florida Supreme Court to order election officials to confirm the campaign has gathered the hundreds of thousands of voter petitions needed. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thompson with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened lower this morning as many of the same tech firms that lifted markets a day earlier see their shares sold off. Palantir Technologies lost some of its recent gains, falling 7% overnight after its third quarter earnings topped Wall Street's targets. Chipmaker Nvidia also reversed course, falling 1.7% before the bell. Amazon, whose shares jumped yesterday after announcing a $38 billion deal with OpenAI, fell 1.3%. There is growing concern that the Federal Reserve might not cut interest rates again this year, with inflation still above its 2% target. That would have an outsized impact on tech companies because they rely heavily on access to credit to fuel their growth. There will be more than a dozen company proposals up for a vote on Thursday during Tesla's annual shareholders meeting. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.